We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
No, I honestly, for the first like 45 seconds, I was like, there's no way that counts. Like I was celebrating and screaming, but I was like, they're going to review that and it's not going to count and it's going to suck.
Christian, there's no way that they could have taken that back.
Right? Like, there's
no way. After that, like, I don't care.
Absolutely no review.
If he was 2
just
seconds
turn
late.
The cameras off. Burn the film.
Nobody knows. You know what the best part about that was? That Durant and Curry were not even upset about it. They were just kind of standing there like, huh, that was
okay,
cool.
Okay, wait, let's start though.
No, we are starting. I wanted a cold open.
Oh, good.
We were going to cold open with you talking about that you didn't think it counted.
Oh, that's yeah.
Fair, Brian.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Patron Shot. I'm your host, Ricardo Dallas. And with me today, we have not our producer and co-founder, Brian Goins. He is a tankathon. Brian Goins is somehow upset that this happened. Instead, we have Christian Hernandez, statistician and photoshopper.
There's no way he's actually upset.
He's upset. And we have a professional screw-up, Alex Toledo.
Yep.
Bro, I don't know how the fuck we have voices right now. This is what the events that transpired this evening. And by the way, this is the anniversary to the date that Dwayne hit the shot over Ben Simmons in his first game winner back. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Wow.
So February 27th is a big Dwayne Wade game winner day down here. I mean, we got to rename that Dwayne Day.
It's 10 years since the Chicago game winner.
I don't even know where to start. So they have this game, right? And they come off like the last time they played the Warriors to this enormous lead that we all knew was no way they were going to hold that lead. Like, there's no way. Josh and Justice came to fucking play. Bam came to play. No Hassan. I love the Kelly Bam lineups. I was looking today. The kids, the Justice, Josh, and Bam lineups are doing incredible this season. They're like plus 6.7 on the year. Dwayne, Kelly, and Justice also have like an awesome net rating. So like kind of the Hassan injury forced a lot of really good lineups on them because those are lineups that like haven't been used as much as they should have. So today, I'm not like, obviously, like it's shocking that they did this and how it ended, but the fact that they were able to put out their damn best team was really cool. But then like tonight's about Dwayne though, man. It's not about net rating. It's not about usage percentage. It's about Dwayne having that. That's what this fucking season was about. It was for tonight. It was for tonight.
We got the moment, man.
Christian, you were in the building. Christian was there.
Man, what a game. I mean, you know, I went in just with the mindset of, okay, this is going to be cool. We get to watch, you know, a couple of the greatest players in the game. I mean, a bunch of the greatest players in the game.
Justice Winslow, yeah. Dwayne Wade.
Seriously. And then four other also somewhat good guys. And, you know, I was going to soak it in. You know, I was hoping the Heat were going to compete. They usually compete pretty well against the Warriors. But, you know, I'm going to be in there for the L, you know. And Tankathon is going to be even better tomorrow. But, I mean, when they went up like 20 in the first half, when Goran set the world on fire in the second quarter, you were like, okay, we're here for a win now. We're going to upset the world champions. And, I mean, Dude, with a finish like that, I'm literally, I just found the best picture. I'm about to post it, but like, what a night.
How they somehow, I mean, I thought that the Deion moment in 30 and 11, that snapshot against the Warriors, I was like, wow, they did this to them, and they fucking did it again, and they
same spot. It.
Same fucking same spot on the floor.
Yo, I appreciate your whispered yelling.
It's late, dude. It's late. I got a whispered yell. Neil Bryan would probably appreciate it on the pod because
I have a family.
I have a goddamn fam. You know, I was yelling and screaming downstairs, and I woke everybody up. I woke the dog up. I ran upstairs with my fucking tablet, and I just fucking opened Twitter, and I go, look at this shit.
None of this surprises. Well,
Chris, you probably didn't hear the post-game interview with Jax. You know what Dwayne was saying? He's like, you know, when Kobe hit that shot over me, I was wondering how the hell did that happen? And you know what? I'm glad I had Mamba mentality.
That's funny.
The banker, you remember that one? The banker in LA, that miracle shot. Never forget it. This is in the moment, right? Like this is in the Hall of Fame reel. This is in the Pantheon, right?
Oh, it's gonna be in the tunnel within a couple of weeks,
dude.
In the tunnel in the Heat Arena.
Dwayne and Braids is gonna be in the fucking tunnel. This is what I wanted, dude. Against Phoenix, I was like, I want a Dwayne Wade game winner because I want his ass in the fucking Braids.
I tried to tell you, man.
The cornrows.
Braid, baby.
The cornrows, dude. Look at Will Mantle, dude. Will Mantle's outside of the locker room. He's beaming. Eric Reed is happy. Ron Rothstein's smiling. Eric Spoelstra was smiling in a press conference. Like, this feels like they won the fucking finals, man.
I mean, everyone loves to be part of a miracle.
But it's because Dwayne Wade has, for his entire career in Miami, since 2003, since my consciousness as a sports fan, all he's done is consistently deliver miracles. He is the miracle giver against Charlotte, against Dallas, against San Antonio, against Chicago, consistently, forever, always generates miracles. And today he did it one last time, and it was probably his best one yet. It was like, how that doesn't make sense. How he got off a one-handed three banker at the buzzer against the greatest team ever at home in Braids.
I mean, these pictures, man.
37 years old.
30 fucking 7 years old.
And he lost the ball off the first shot, recovered it, shot it off again. Like,
that was the encapsulation of the Heat season. That play. It was just, I lost it. I don't have it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Oh, wait. It's all fucking worth it.
I'm good now, man. I'm good now. I don't need the playoff run anymore.
Straight up. Man, I need like a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
You know, earlier in the day, Dwayne Wade tweeted the picture of him and doing "This Is My House." And he was tweeting about that play today at 3 p.m. I don't know, man. This fucking feels like fate. This feels like some extraterrestrial shit happened.
Yeah, it does feel like a storybook.
Dude, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, like, KD, what if let me throw a hypothetical out here for you, because I love to stir the pot.
Love pot stirring.
What if this triggers another 30 and 11 run?
Fuck yeah, dude. I am fucked.
And the Heat roll like 16 and 5 into the finish line
and end up
like the sixth seed.
Inject that into my veins.
End up overthrowing like a vulnerable Pacers team, dude, or something.
Fucking give Christian, and I want to rematch with the Sixers in the second round. D Wade revenge series.
Could you imagine if D Wade just like
invigorated the whole team?
I'm gonna feel partially responsible if Dwayne Wade
apologizes
on like a 30 point per game brigade.
Apologize to him, Christian. Apologize to the man.
Man, I might just have to deactivate. I don't know.
No, man. I just. Let me tell you, man. If they go on a run, Alpha and I have been saying they're a March team. They're a March franchise.
Alpha and I. That's
you too.
Eric and Tony for 15 years, 20 years.
The launching pad. March is forever their launching pad. That's the reason
why. It's
gonna
fucking suck when they talk about March and Tony isn't there.
Oh
my god.
It's gonna suck. You know what? I'm pissed that Tony didn't get this call. We should call him on the pod next episode and just ask him what he thinks.
Ask him to recreate the call as if he were doing it.
Oh, that's a good idea. But maybe we can play the Eric sound, but edit out Crotty and play it back. You think he'd do it? We'll ask Ethan. Ethan, if you're listening. Make this happen. Yeah. My favorite thing to do is just request things like on air from Ethan that he never does. Or Witty, if you're listening, you know, maybe you can.
We need to get Tony out to a watch party.
We need to get Tony out to a watch party.
Bring Ethan.
Ethan, let me say something. I would love to pound some drinks with Tony Fiorentino.
Well, I bet he's a good drinker.
No, of course. I mean, he's Italian, you know, red wine all day. Speaking of red wine, Vino, Dwayne Wade, aging like fresh wine. I mean, like.
Fresh wine.
He picks his spots. And I know that sometimes, like, against a good team or whatever, when they need a game, he plays dreadful. Man, I don't know, dude. Bomani Jones of ESPN says the best. He just keeps pulling them jacks, man. Like, he keeps doing this. Like, he'll provide a couple of these a year, and it's just everything is worth for this. Like, this season has ranged between a dumpster fire and false hope, like every in between, right? It's like everything in between, and it's like they suck, and then we're like, no, it's early, and then now, you know, we finally resign. They lose it to Phoenix at home, and a lot of us resign to, okay, this is done, this is over. And then Dwayne Wade is the best player on the floor, but it's like, and his floor game was just amazing. It wasn't even the scoring. I mean, he was 10 of 16 from the field. He was like 4 of 7 from 3. And it was just the
He was five of 8, obviously, with the last one. But
he's 5 of 8. I'm sorry. So, I mean, like,
how crazy is it?
And, like, he just played an amazing floor game. And we haven't even talked about Udonis Dwayne minutes.
Dude, how about Udonis legitimately being useful against the Warriors for about 5 minutes?
Like, Rohan has been on this. Rohan from Sports Illustrated has been saying we should play UD. When there was a play when Dwayne is coming down the floor, UD sets a screen. D-Wade goes, kind of fakes, rejects the screen hard, gets to the basket for a little reverse. That was 2009 all over again, man. That made me so happy.
UD's screen setting, man. Making an impact. Opening up lanes.
Did y'all see Hassan on the bench?
I honestly didn't. What was he doing? He was pouting?
He did not look happy. He did not look happy. Even the Warriors Twitter account is just tweeting like Curry dapping Dwayne up after that. Like tonight, he mattered in the most important way. Like, basketball today is about tonight. It's about him. It's not about playoff seedings, and it's not about the Lakers playing the Pelicans or the Celtics losing or any of that shit. Basketball tonight was about Dwayne Wade being just pulling out a miracle,
bringing the magic.
Bringing
again.
The fucking magic. And at home, the magic, man, for he did the whole time. Home.
He's been the magic.
I don't know how I have a voice right now. Justice Winslow also, by the way. Justice is that guy.
Yeah, he was impressive.
Like, Justice.
Yo, hold on. Shout out to Goran, too, man.
Shout out to Josh. They both had great games.
Shout out to Derrick Jones Jr. for making some awesome defensive plays the whole game.
Yeah. Honestly,
I think you're right. All the kids played pretty well.
Dude, I'm so glad that Josh finally started making some shots in the second half, because he was working his ass off to keep Steph under control in the first half.
I was impressed that he was able to do that, because I would have probably preferred Justice on Steph, and I probably would have fallen on the sword with Kevin Durant. But hey, credit to them, man.
No, I mean, but I love that at the end of the game they went with what is like the logical final solution for the Heat, and that's throwing Bam at KD and Justice at Steph and being like, all right, and good luck. And,
like, that in itself, that you have that option, that you have a mute. And, like, honestly, like, if you project ahead, and like, if like this team is actually gonna, you know, make some moves next summer and like become a contender, you have Kawhi and Giannis in the conference, right?
So a lot of guys you have that you would want to throw at those guys.
You have a body that
Derrick Jones, man,
almost built. Well, the thing with Derrick Jones was, so they started the game with Justice on Kevin, and then in the third quarter they were trying DJJ on him, which I thought was a very logical thing to do, because I did think Kevin was pulling up.
I thought he was doing a good job on him, though.
DJJ didn't do a good job, but I saw the logic. But it's because Kevin just attacked him off the dribble, right? So, like, he's like, I don't even need to use my length. I'm going to use my quickness and dribble and just get right by you. So that was short-lived. They tried a little Deion on him, too, which I didn't hate. Because Deion's just really strong, can kind of push him off his spots. And that's always been a thing to get, like, around Kevin. Deion, defensively today, was awesome. Got after it. I mean, it was honestly more than an offensive showing. I thought defensively they were great. And I know that the ticky-tack fouls or whatever, but it was a weird game officiated, because I thought at times they really let him play under the rim. And at other times, they were just calling very liberally things on, like, you know, Goran.
The Dragic charge.
Yeah, and Draymond. I thought Draymond got a couple.
I'm honestly stunned right now that the Heat ended up with more free throws than the Warriors tonight, because the Heat had 10 more fouls called against them. He'd had 31 personal fouls tonight.
Dude, that third quarter, the Warriors were like almost in the bonus with like 8-9 minutes or something. It was ridiculous. And then Kelly had that stupid foul on Curry, which gave him 4. I was actually kind of worried that when Goran got the fifth foul, I was like, oh my God. I thought that that's when the wheels were going to completely fall off, because they kind of weren't ready for him to get out of the game. They were kind of, they just got in the rhythm. And then he has to get yanked, and then the Warriors go on a run, and I was like, "Oh my God, here it comes!"
Yeah, they really hung on, man. They really hung on to the lead. Everybody thought they were gonna give it up midway through the third quarter.
I'm shocked that they entered the fourth quarter with the lead.
So when did they officially give it up? Was it like a minute and a half?
Or like no, they gave it like mid fourth quarter, and then he got it back, I think. And then the Warriors kind of took it, and then they didn't get it back till the end, which was just.
And then another thing that we haven't even mentioned yet was D-Wade hitting that 1-3 before when it was a 4-point game.
Oh, yeah. Last 6 points.
That's incredible, man.
Dude.
It's really 2009.
I mean, but that's what we want. And sometimes they don't go in.
2009.
Sometimes it's bad. Like against Phoenix, his dumbass fadeaway against Ayton. It didn't go in. He was wide open for both.
Did anybody think that Olynyk wide open three was going down?
I thought for sure.
I thought as soon as it went to Mike, that's not going in.
I would have rather.
I don't trust him in like the fourth quarter for some reason.
He's so good.
I don't think.
How did you guys feel about that starting lineup? Right, so they have Justice, Josh, Bam, Dion, and Kelly, and I'm kind of about that.
No, it's good. I think it's a strong lineup. I feel like I would rather see Dwayne there, but I know how. I mean, I think
same.
I think they might be angling Dwayne for sixth player of the year.
He's not gonna get it.
He could absolutely get it.
No, I saw somebody make the point that Lou Williams dragged Avery Bradley to plus 4.6 net rating, and that's a case enough. Which I thought was a great way to put it. No, but I like all honesty, like this is like no statistical argument for Dwayne over Lou Williams or Sabonis.
I'll find one. Don't worry.
You'll find one. Okay, you work on that as an apology to Dwayne.
Yeah, I guess I'll have work to do
on that, and then that'll be your official apology to Dwayne. Do you want to tell the people why you have to apologize to Dwayne?
He saw. I was posting some stuff. You know, this is why this is all so stupid. I was just posting some stats that his team was doing a lot worse with him off the court than on the court. I'm sorry, the other way around. They were doing a lot better with him off the court than on the court in February. But, you know, it's funny. He was actually still minus 7 tonight.
Oh, my God.
Christian, not today.
But
if this is a if this was a podcast, I would have named it, but he was minus 7.
No, please don't do that. I don't need that.
I think somebody fell in the celebration. I'm trying to identify who on the bench fell over and nearly got killed.
Is it Nate Robinson?
No, somebody on the Heat bench.
Well, I remember that my buddy said he saw Dion literally fall out of his chair on one of those bogus foul calls, like towards the end of the game. Like that, he was just like couldn't believe. I think it was the foul that we're draining. We're shooting a three.
Okay, it's not Winslow. I'm trying to identify who fell. I'm like slow mowing it. Okay, let's see who we got. We got Dwayne turning the corner on the camera guy. Kelly's there to meet him. No, Goran's there to meet him. Kelly's turning the corner. Josh's trailing. Justice is back. Is it DJJ? DJJ totally fell. Dion knocked him over. Dion pushed DJJ. Then Duncan Robinson nearly runs over him. Jesus Christ. Dude, the entire time, I'm going to take a picture of this. The security guy, the fixer, not a smile on his face. Smile, dude. Come on.
What's up, guys?
So damn good at his job.
Done the job.
Get the fuck out of here, Brian. You want the tank, and we're not tanking.
What's up, Brian?
We're celebrating.
Actually, this is good that Brian came because I got to go.
Okay, well, we're pretty much done here. All right. Wait, hold on. Let's ask Brian. Brian, did you fist bump? Did you cheer?
From my bed, yes, I did.
Oh yeah, I knew it. I knew he wasn't that heartless.
That's Nikias.
Yeah.
You know what Brian tweeted?
It might have been the weirdest feeling in my life because I was so mad at Durant for missing that free throw because I knew for sure they were gonna go for a three.
You're such an asshole.
And you know what? Who is it? Jordan Bell that blocked that last attempt before Wade got the ball back?
Yes. Yeah.
He shouldn't have blocked it because he already got blocked once. He blocked him twice.
I can't believe that you're just not ecstatic.
But I'm happy. No, I am happy. I'm just
– We got the tanker.
Circumstances of how that ended up happening was crazy.
We got the tanker to admit that he was happy. That has been our patron shot. Welcome to us. I hope you listen to us on at Miami Heat Beat on Twitter, Instagram. Listen to the podcast. Listen to Ethan's show. Listen to all our stuff. We have our 200th episode is coming up next week. Check that out. And I cannot wait to talk about this at length on our 200th episode. So, guys.
Or who are we getting on our 200th episode?
I don't know. Find out. It's a surprise.